Page 373, Book 18, Chapter 1. Of the joy King Arthur and the Queen had of the achievement of the Sangreal, and how Lancelot fell to his old love again. So after the quest of the Sangreal was fulfilled, and all knights that were left alive were coming again unto the Table Round, as the book of the Sangreal maketh mention, then was there great joy in the court, and in especial King Arthur and Queen Guinevere made great joy of the remnant that were coming home, and passing glad was the king and the queen of Sir Lancelot and of Sir Bors, for they had been passing long away in the quest of the Sangreal. Then, as the book saith, Sir Lancelot began to resort unto Queen Guinevere again, and forgat the promise and the perfection that he made in the quest. For, as the book saith, had not Sir Lancelot been in his privy thoughts and in his minds so set inwardly to the queen as he was in seeming outward to God, there had no knight passed him in the quest of the Sangreal. But ever his thoughts were privily on the queen, and so they loved together more hotter than they did beforehand, and had such privy draughts together that many in the court spake of it, and in especial Sir Agravaine, Sir Gawain's brother, for he was ever open-mouthed. So befell that Sir Lancelot had many resorts of ladies and damosels that daily resorted unto him, that besought him to be their champion, and in all such matters of right Sir Lancelot applied him daily to do for the pleasure of our Lord Jesu Christ. And ever as much as he might, he withdrew him from the company and fellowship of Queen Guinevere, for to eschew the slander and noise. Wherefore the queen waxed wroth with Sir Lancelot. Page 374. And upon a day she called Sir Lancelot unto her chamber, and said thus, Sir Lancelot, I see and feel daily that thy love beginneth to slake,
abate,
for thou hast no joy to be in my presence, but ever thou art out of this court, and quarrels and matters thou hast nowadays for ladies and gentlewomen more than ever thou were wont to have aforehand. Ah, madam, said Lancelot, in this ye must hold me excused for divers causes. One is, I was but late in the quest of the Sangreal, and I thank God of his great mercy, and never of my desert, that I saw in that my quest as much as ever saw any sinful man, and so was it told me. And if I had not had my privy thoughts to return to your love again, as I do, I had seen as great mysteries as ever saw my son Galahad, other Percival, or Sir Bors. And therefore, madam, I was but late in that quest. Wit ye well, madam, it may not be yet lightly forgotten the high service in which I did my diligent labor. Also, madam, wit ye well that there be many men speaking of our love in this court, and have you and me greatly in await, as Sir Agravaine and Sir Mordred. And, madam, wit ye well, I dread them more for your sake than for any fear I have of them myself, for I may happen to escape and rid myself in a great need, where ye must abide all that will be said unto you. And then, if that ye fall in any distress through wilful folly, then is there none other remedy or help but by me and my blood. And wit ye well, madam, the boldness of you and me will bring us to great shame and slander, and that were me loath to see you dishonored. And that is the cause I have, that is the cause I take upon me, more for to do for damosels and maidens than ever I did tofore, that men should understand my joy and my delight is my pleasure to have ado for damosels and maidens. Page 375. Chapter 2. How the Queen commanded Sir Lancelot to avoid the court, and of the sorrow that Lancelot made. All this while the queen stood still and let Sir Lancelot say what he would, and when he had all said, she brast out on weeping, and so she sobbed and wept a great while. And when she might speak, she said, Lancelot, now I well understand that thou art a false recreant knight and a common lecher, and lovest and holdest other ladies, and by me thou hast disdain and scorn. For wit thou well, she said, now I understand thy falsehood, and therefore shall I never love thee no more, and never be thou so hardy to come in my sight, and right here I discharge thee, this court, that thou never come within it, and I forbid thee my fellowship, and upon pain of thy head, that thou see me no more. Right so Sir Lancelot departed with great heaviness, that aneath he might sustain himself for great dole-making. Then he called Sir Bors, Sir Ector de Maris, and Sir Lionel, and told them how the queen had forfended him the court, and so he was in will to depart into his own country. Fair sir, said Sir Bors to Ganis, ye shall not depart out of this land by mine advice. Ye must remember in what honor ye are renowned, and called the noblest knight of the world, and many great matters ye have in hand, and women in their hastiness will do oft times that sore repenteth them. And therefore, by mine advice, ye shall take your horse and ride to the good hermitage here beside Windsor, that sometime was a good knight. His name is Sir Brastias, and there shall ye abide till I send you word of better tidings. Brother, said Sir Lancelot, wit ye well, I am full loath to depart out of this realm, but the queen hath defended me so highly that meseemeth she will never be my good lady as she hath been. Say ye never so, said Sir Bors, for many times, or this time, she hath been wroth with you, and after it she was the first that repented it. Page 376. Ye say well, said Lancelot, for now will I do by your counsel, and take mine horse and my harness, and ride to the hermit, Sir Brastias, and there will I repose me until I hear some manner of tidings from you. But, fair brother, I pray you, get me the love of my lady, Queen Guinevere, and you may. Sir, said Sir Bors, ye need not to move me of such matters, for well ye wot, I will do what I may to please you. And then the noble knight Sir Lancelot departed with right heavy cheer suddenly, that none earthly creature wist of him, nor where he was become, but Sir Bors. So when Sir Lancelot was departed, the queen outward made no manner of sorrow in showing to none of his blood, nor to none other, but wit ye well inwardly, as the book saith, she took great thought, but she bare it out with a proud countenance, as though she felt nothing nor danger. Chapter 3. How at a dinner that the queen made there was a knight poisoned, which Sir Mador laid on the queen. And then the queen let make a privy dinner in London unto the knights of the Round Table, and all was for to show outward that she had as great joy in all other knights of the Table Round as she had in Sir Lancelot. All only at that dinner she had Sir Gawain and his brethren, that is for to say Sir Agravaine, Sir Gaheris, Sir Gareth, and Sir Mordred. Also there was Sir Bors de Ganis, Sir Blamer de Ganis, Sir Bleoberis de Ganis, Sir Galihud, Sir Galihoden, Sir Ector de Maris, Sir Lionel, Sir Palamedes, Sir Safer his brother, Sir Lacote Mailed Tail, Sir Persant, Sir Ironside, Sir Brandiles, Sir Kay le Seneschal, Sir Mador de la Porte, Sir Patrice, a knight of Ireland, Aliduke, Sir Astamore, and Sir Pinel the Savage, the which was cousin to Sir Lamorak de Gales, the good knight that Sir Gawain and his brethren slew by treason. Page 377. And so these 24 knights should dine with the queen in a privy place by themselves, and there was made a great feast of all manner of dainties. But Sir Gawain had a custom that he used daily at dinner and at supper, that he loved well all manner of fruit, and in especial apples and pears. And therefore, whosomever dined or feasted Sir Gawain would commonly purvey for good fruit for him, and so did the queen for to please Sir Gawain. She let purvey for him all manner of fruit, for Sir Gawain was a passing hot knight of nature, and this Pinel hated Sir Gawain because of his kinsman Sir Lamorack de Gales, and therefore, for pure envy and hate, Sir Pinel empoisoned certain apples for to empoison Sir Gawain. And so this was well unto the end of the meat, and so it befell by misfortune a good knight named Patrice, cousin unto Sir Mador de la Porte, to take a poisoned apple. And when he had eaten it, he swelled so till he brast, and there Sir Patrice fell down suddenly dead among them. Then every knight leapt from the board ashamed, and araged for wrath, nigh out of their wits, for they wist not what to say, considering Queen Guinevere made the feast and dinner, they all had suspicion unto her. My lady the queen, said Gawain, wit ye well, madam, that this dinner was made for me, for all folks that know in my condition understand that I love well fruit, and now I see well I had near been slain. Therefore, madam, I dread me, lest ye will be shamed. Then the queen stood still, and was sore abashed, that she nist not what to say. This shall not so be ended, said Sir Mador de la Porte. For here have I lost a full noble knight of my blood, and therefore upon this shame and despite I will be revenged to the utterance. And there openly Sir Mador upheld the queen of the death of his cousin Sir Patrice. Then stood they all still, that none would speak a word against him, for they all had great suspicion unto the queen, because she let make that dinner. And the queen was so abashed that she could none other ways do, but wept so heartily that she fell in a swoon. Page 378. With this noise and cry came to them King Arthur, and when he wist of that trouble, he was a passing heavy man. Chapter 4. How Sir Mador approached the queen, appeached the queen of treason, and there was no knight would fight for her at the first time. And ever Sir Mador stood still afore the king, and ever he upheld the queen of treason, for the custom was such that time that all manner of shameful death was called treason. Fair lord, said King Arthur, me repenteth of this trouble, but the case is so, I may not have ado in this matter, for I must be a rightful judge, and that repenteth me, that I may not do battle for my wife, for as I deem this deed came never by her, and therefore I suppose she shall not be all dishonored, but that some good knight shall put his body in jeopardy for my queen, rather than she shall be burnt in a wrong quarrel. And therefore, Sir Mador, be not so hasty, for it may happen she shall not be all friendless, and therefore desire thou thy day of battle, and she shall purvey her of some good knight that shall answer you, or else it were to me great shame, and to all my court. My gracious lord, said Sir Mador, ye must hold me excused, for though ye be our king in that degree, ye are but a knight as we are, and ye are sworn unto knighthood as well as we, and therefore I beseech you that ye be not displeased, for there is none of the 24 knights that were bidden to this dinner, but all they have great suspicion unto the queen. What say ye all, my lords? Said Sir Mador. Then they answered, by and by, that they could not excuse the queen, for why she made the dinner, and other it must come by her, or by her servants.
"Alas," said the queen, "I made this dinner for a good intent, and never for none evil, so Almighty God help me in my right, as I was never proposed to do such evil deeds, and that I report me unto God."